imagination.
During our trip to China, we went to a photo studio. The photographer told Lexi, my 2-year-old daughter, that her eyebrows were a little too light and need a bit of filling with a pencil. Ever since then, she's been conscious about her eyebrows. Every so often, she would ask, Daddy, do I have eyebrows? I answer, yes, honey, everybody has eyebrows. Oh, really? Well, almost everybody has eyebrows. Some are lighter, some are darker. Some people prefer to have the eyebrows bleached, trimmed, or even shaved. A few suffer a rare genetic disorder in which the eyebrows don't grow. Let us explore what happens if a person doesn't have eyebrows. This is the year 2108, where human evolution have caused all of the hair on the body to have disappeared. Because we have technologies to keep us warm in the winter and cool in the summer, and to protect us from radiation and germs, Mother Nature decides that we no longer need hair. Many people are happy for the new generation as they don't have to worry about shaving and body odor. However, many others think it's an inconvenience. When Chad is born without eyebrows, his parents, Jack and Sarah, decide to shave their own eyebrows so little Chad won't grow up feeling like he didn't belong to the family. Dad does it first to try it out. Afterward, when Dad is washing his face, soapy water keeps getting into his eyes. He finally cleans the water off his face and looks into the mirror in disbelief. He cringes at his new look. He is almost unrecognizable even to himself. He furrows his once present eyebrows, but his expression hardly changed. He raises one absent eyebrow, and yet his face looks unchanged. He calls out to his wife, Sarah, without eyebrows, water keeps running into my eyes, and I can't make any facial expressions. This is a mistake. I'm glad you haven't done it yet. Sarah bursts out in laughter. You look ridiculous, like a dolphin with a chin. Jack says, I look like Mr. Potato Head, except he can change his expressions. Get my phone, I want to take a selfie. Sarah hands him the iPhone XC version 90, which Jack tries to unlock with Face ID. It keeps giving him the unable to authenticate error message. After many tries, he gives up. If I can't get onto my phone, chances are I can't get into my office building. Oh no, I lost my identity. Sarah consoles him. Don't worry, let's try drawing them back on your face. Jack exclaims, oh hey, it works. But I still think my natural eyebrows look a lot better. I guess I'll just have to wait till they grow back. What do you think we can do about Chad's eyebrows? Just let them be, Sarah exhales. But what about when he goes to swimming class? Pool water will surely get into his eyes. There has to be something we can do, Jack demands. Sarah said, let's ask our audience. Email your suggestions to henry@imagineaworldpodcast.com. Thank you. Fun fact about eyebrows. Eyebrows serve the purpose of deflecting dirt from entering our eyes. Eyebrows direct water, such as rain and sweat, to run down the sides of our face rather than into our eyes. They also protect our eyes from the sun's glaring rays. Eyebrows are the most expressive parts of our faces. Without them, it will be difficult to identify somebody. Eyebrows serve an important role in nonverbal communication. Eyebrows can have cowlicks. The Mona Lisa doesn't have eyebrows. In some cultures, unibrows are considered to portray intelligence and beauty. Stress affects the growth of eyebrows. The lifespan of an eyebrow hair is about 4 months. The growth of eyebrow hair is twice slower than hair on our heads. The average person has about 250 hairs in each eyebrow. The two eyebrows are not symmetrical. The longest record eyebrow hair belongs to an 81-year-old man in China. It was 7.5 inches when measured in 2016. This podcast is inspired by my daughter Alexis, brought to you by Anchor. Make this your podcast by participating, asking and answering questions in the comment section, or by email, henry@imagineaworldpodcast.com. You can also leave a voice message at anchor.fm/imagineaworldpodcast or 717-804-IAWP. When you leave a voicemail, make sure you let me know if you would like your voicemail played on the podcast. If you are a new podcaster just like me and would like support, please feel free to contact me via any of the above methods. You are listening to Imagine a World podcast. My name is Henry. Thank you for listening. See you next week.